Hi, and welcome to the Health Report on RN. I'm Joel Werner, and it's great to have your company. Today on the show, we get the lowdown on last week's landmark ruling by the US Supreme Court on gene patents, and we find out what it might mean for patent law in Australia. We also catch up with a Silicon Valley scientist about the future of healthcare.
What's interesting, though, is in the last couple of years, Dr. Google is starting to be replaced with, you might think of it as Dr. Facebook.
Dr. Facebook and beyond, later in the show. Now, throughout the program, I'll be keeping an eye on my Twitter account, which is at Joel Werner. So tweet me your thoughts, throw in the hashtag Health Report, and if we get time, I'll read some out later in the show. But up first, the idea of a chubby baby is commonly associated with that of a happy, healthy child. But a new study suggests this might not always be the case. Dr. Michael Skilton is a senior research fellow at Sydney University's Boden Institute, and his work investigates the influence of early life events on later health.
There's quite a lot of evidence now that early life factors and early life exposures can influence your risk of having disease outcomes later in life, so heart attacks and strokes, that kind of thing. And we know, for instance, that how well you grow when you're a fetus is a strong predictor of your risk of having a heart attack as an adult. And what we want to do in this particular instance was look at those first 18 months, so the period that immediately follows when you're in the womb, to see whether or not that might also be an important risk factor for later cardiovascular disease.
It's some pretty serious science that is involved in this study, because it's not just that 18 months you looked at, but you followed that birth cohort for 8 years.
Yes. So to get our nice markers of overweight and obesity and blood pressure and those kind of things, we really need to follow them up long term. And the first window that we were able to do that was at 8 years of age.
So what was your attrition rate like? You imagine over that length of time, quite a few people would drop out?
Yeah. So the original study recruited 616 participants. And at 8 years of age, we were able to study 395 of those. It's not too bad.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
So take us through what you did. Tell us about the study.
As I said, we're interested in looking at that very early period of growth. And more specifically, we weren't just interested in weight gain over that period, because obviously that's going to be quite markedly influenced by how tall the child gets during that period as well. And what we were more interested in was, I guess, a marker of adiposity or body fatness and how that changed during that period. Much in the same way that with adults we use body mass index, which is weight divided by your height squared. So we use these alternative measures, which are basically change in weight, taking into account the change in height over the same period. When we then looked at the cardiovascular measures at 8 years of age, what we found was that for every kilogram of weight gain over the first 18 months of life, again, taking into account the change in height, there was a twofold increased risk of being obese as an eight-year-old. So for every kilogram you put on early, that translated to a 2 to 3 kilogram higher weight as an eight-year-old. And that increased weight also then increased the blood pressure in those kids. And our other interesting finding was that we looked at a measure of arterial wall thickness. And that's probably our best measure in kids of the early evidence of atherosclerosis. Now, that's the disease process that leads towards the vast majority of heart attacks and strokes. Those events don't tend to happen until, if you're a male over the age of 40, if you're a female over the age of 50. But the actual disease process is ongoing from very early in childhood. And what we can do is we can actually look at the severity and progression of that disease using ultrasound in young children. And what we found was that, again, this very early growth, early weight gain from 0 to 18 months of age was a strong predictor of arterial wall thickness in these 8-year-old kids, consistent with them being at a higher risk later on in life of cardiovascular disease.
What do you think is driving the weight gain in children in the first 18 months of their life? Is it largely lifestyle factors?
We tried to look at this. We looked at what the predictors were. So the parental and early life predictors of that weight gain early in life. And probably the most important one that we were able to identify from a clinical or public health perspective was that those kids who had been breastfed through until at least 6 months of age, on average, had gained 500 grams less weight over that period than kids who hadn't been breastfed through until 6 months of age. that would emphasise the importance potentially of breastfeeding through until at least 6 months of age, because that would then have follow-on benefits with regards to overweight and obesity down the track, systolic blood pressure and other blood pressure measures down the track, and also risk of cardiovascular disease later in life.
And is the effect there being seen because whatever's being substituted for breast milk is less healthy than the breast milk itself?
That's what we think. In general, formula-fed babies tend to be given a bottle of formula and they tend to finish the bottle, whereas a breastfed baby will feed until they feel like not having any more, basically. They consume less.
Now, at the end of the study, these children were still only 8 years old. How reversible do you think these adverse effects from the weight gain in infancy are in a longer scale, so through their adulthood?
Potentially, on the bright side of this research, is that there is a long time period from 8 years of age through until when you're likely to have a heart attack and a stroke. So there's a long period then in which you can either try to reduce your weight or maintain a healthy weight after that point, and try to eat all the right things and exercise to improve the health of your blood vessels and decrease your risk of having a heart attack or a stroke. But that said, we don't actually know whether or not there is any way to actually reverse the damage that's been done to the blood vessels in those first 18 months.
So where to next for the study? Is 8 years just one stop on this longitudinal study? Do you plan to continue following these kids
up? Exactly. We're currently looking at the same children further down the line at 14 years of age, and hopefully we'll get some other interesting results and be able to confirm these current findings or not.
Dr. Michael Skilton from the Boden Institute at the University of Sydney. And this is the Health Report on RN. I'm Joel Werner.